On March 19, 2003, then-President George W. Bush ordered the shock and awe bombing that began the military attack known as Operation Iraqi Liberation. Today, 6 years later, two people held signs in South Tampa asking people to honk for bringing all U.S. troops home. Veterans for Peace member Jay Alexander cites the number of active-duty U.S. military personnel that have died in combat as the reason for Thursday's midday demonstration.
Well, there's 4,259 reasons, and 6 years on, while we're out here, that's the killed in action, and 667, it was 66 yesterday in Afghanistan. I would hate to be that number of casualty number, but to feel the family, I just hope the best for their loved ones, and also to bring the troops home. These wars are unnecessary right now, and the Iraqis want us out.
The numbers Alexander cited do not count the number of Iraq War veterans who have died after returning home, including by suicide. They also do not include any private contractors or mercenaries. Estimates of the number of Iraqis killed during the U.S. occupation range from the tens of thousands to over a million. More than 4 million have become internally and externally displaced refugees. Even the members of the U.S. military serving in Iraq, Alexander says, want the occupation to end.
75% of the people in missions over there in Iraq and Afghanistan want to come home after this tour, and 25% of them saying that they want to bail out right now. So the even the veterans and the soldiers themselves see that the war was based on lies.
On the corner of Gandhi Boulevard and Southdale Mabry, north of MacDill Air Force Base, Alexander and his fellow Veterans for Peace member Bud Holly placed four flags, signs, and posters calling for an end to U.S. wars. MacDill Air Force Base is the home of CENTCOM, the United States Central Command. CENTCOM's area of responsibility includes countries from Egypt to Pakistan, including Iraq and Afghanistan. As the seventh year of the U.S. occupation of Iraq begins, Alexander hopes that the demonstration will influence some people who work at MacDill.
We're out here just to remind them that there's people, there's civilians out here, and there's veterans out here that care about the soldiers and want them to get out of harm's way, and to advise our leaders not to do something like this again in the future. Vietnam was a mistake. Every war has mistakes, but this one is not giving us any more fair advantage in the world right now. We're looked upon as meanies, meanies in the world.
Most of the reactions to the two demonstrators were positive. The pair did receive at least one middle finger from a middle-aged man driving by in a sedan with an Air Force license plate and bumper sticker. Bud Holly is also a member of Veterans for Peace.
They talk about it being over, but I don't see any parade scheduled for the victors. I read more and more that it's going to be longer and longer.
The U.S. expects to reduce the number of combat troops in Iraq from 138,000 to 120,000 by the end of this year. President Barack Obama pledged earlier this month to remove all but 35,000 to 50,000 by August of next year. But Holly is not impressed with the slow rate of withdrawal of U.S. personnel from Iraq under Obama's plan.
There will be none out hardly this year, just a few. And then after 2 years, there'll still be 50,000 over there. Well, it's how you look at it, but there's 57,000 names on the Vietnam Wall, and when you add one against the other, it seems like an awful lot of soldiers still left over there. And you fill up this stadium over here for football and you got 50,000 people. That is a lot of people that way.
Even though only one other person showed up to his demonstration near MacDill on Thursday, Jay Alexander says he will continue to protest every other week until the U.S. pulls out of Iraq and Afghanistan.
I think we're the winter soldiers. We're out here, we're toughing it out, and we would invite others to come out and join us if they feel inclined to. But we're out there for all those hundreds that can't make it today and all. But we urge them the support if they come around just to honk Even if to stop for a few minutes and hold a sign. We have signs available here.